This morning, December 8th, 2016, dripping rain on the roof in Northern California, gray in the distant dark sky, we celebrate the Buddha's awakening. On seeing the morning star, the Buddha awakened and said, "All beings are endowed with wisdom and perfection of the Tathagata, but because of attachment and illusion, they miss this and suffer." This is your awakening, your life. Yet we miss life when we entangle in attachment. When entangling is attachment. Our Zazen. What is it? What is your everyday practice, Zazen? The four practice principles begin, caught in self-centered dream, caught in the attachment that is self-dream. Attachment is in form, sensation, conceptions, the seemingly natural tendencies of self-volition, and our very experiencing, our very consciousness, awareness. There is no other form of the universe than right here. Yet, in Bodhisattva's vow we say, when I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe. We say real form because for us, attachment often distorts this life moment, blinds us to life, blinds us to this moment form. Thus, Bodhisattva's vow needs to state skillfully that what we believe may not be the real form, because our attachments distort right here for us. And there is no other real form. Do you fail to see this life because of holding to attachment about this moment, about this particular form, condition? Does attachment holding occur in your life? Please notice if and when this attachment holding occurs. It is because of attachment holding we emphasize in the Bodhisattva's vow. In any event, in this particular event, in any moment, in this very moment, in any place, this very place here, none is other than this Buddha awakening life. This right here now is the real form, your very life. No need to go looking elsewhere or elsehow for some other real form. And we must be supported by our Bodhisattva vows, by being a practitioner of the way, by our Zazen, in order to not be blinded or hindered by the natural tendency attachment holding. Dogen Zenji states, drop away, body, mind. This is exactly dropping away this moment attachment. Right here is dropped away, body, mind. You may have discovered that attachment habit is strong, pervasive. At times it may be the necessary focus of our practice effort. When we sit, zazen. When we walk, zazen. When throughout the day we are with others, and when we are alone. This attachment holding can be to body, thoughts, feelings, self, other. When we notice attachment arising, right at this moment is experience opportunity, which is releasing holding in this experiencing holding. This is using this noticed opportunity to be this body, mind, form, attachment. Experiencing is being just this, being free of just this. Attachment is no thing. It is not other than this Buddha nature life, our particular Buddha nature life, your particular Buddha nature life. In being blinded by attachment holding, attachment, we miss this right here. By not allowing this light to permeate this moment. There is no need of continuing the reactive habit distortions, the greed, anger, attachment, harm that might otherwise result. Please make our practice effort, your practice effort, when discovering attachment. Allow attachment arising, passing as your life, your moment experiencing. So that we do not misunderstand, I repeat that attachment is just this human life. As I quoted from Dogen Zenji in the past, nevertheless, flowers fall amid our longing, and weeds spring up amid our loathing, and that is all. And it is our life practice. Soen Roshi gave practice instruction and encouragement to Robert Aitken, who was not yet Aitken Roshi, saying, hold mu lightly. Being our life lightly is being awakened by myriad dharmas, even being awakened by attachment dharmas. This is allowing the universe living us. Lightly being ourself allows my life to be the Dharma manifesting as this life, as this body, mind, world experiencing. That's rather than the self-centered tightness of trying to control and hindering the body-mind habits of holding and attaching which blind us. Our life practice being transparent, being present, being lightly present, being transparently present, being trans-present, being just this is being free of justice.